Daniel Fairburn cruises down Highway 85 in a classic Firebird, commuting to his 9-to-5 job in the city. It's a damp Thursday morning, the sun barely peeking over the clouds. Their F-150 was in the shop, and his wife Gina needed to take the Corolla to her maternity appointment at 10. He was left with the only option, take Dad's Firebird. The car had sat in the corner of his garage since Dad's stroke. Anything that was Dad's seemed off limits. The stroke was sudden. Dad had been exceptionally healthy, and never bothered to put together a will. It hadn't set in that he was bedbound, that the doctor said he may never talk again. Now, Daniel drives a somewhat junky car with a flashy paint job through heavy early traffic. There was no aux or Bluetooth, and Daniel did not want to listen to himself think anymore. He shifts the radio dial.
In 1912, the Titanic left the shores of Southampton, England. One of the most culturally impactful tragedies of the 20th century, where 1,500 people lost their lives. When the Titanic initially hit the iceberg, their distress signal was hampered by their amateur radios. Though the passengers who made it to the lifeboats were saved because of the distress signal, the ineffectiveness of the radios on board was costly. After that, there of course were cries for accountability. The Radio Act of 1912 was the government's response. This act provided the government control over the broadcast spectrum, as they assumed responsibility for allocation. Ultimately, this led to the greater dissemination of radio broadcasting.
Daniel flicks off the radio. Nothing was sticking. The songs were gray. The grief still seeped through the loud engine and annoying talk shows. He opens up the middle console and rummages around. Maybe Dad left some old CDs in here. There were all of the classic AC/DC albums, but underneath them all he found something else. He lifts out a classic cassette recorder. On the face, there's a peeling piece of scotch tape with Thoughts 1195 written in Sharpie. So, my wife said that I'm less angry when I talk things out. She's sick of hearing me complain about the same things over and over again. So I guess this is me trying to remain sane and also not drive her crazy. I'm just gonna talk. It's kind of odd talking to yourself. Usually you're the one being talked to. I feel like we spend half our lives talking to ourselves. Most of us don't actually verbalize those feelings. And then something awful happens. We have a breakdown. And people say, well, why didn't you talk about it? Sometimes it takes a moment of collapse for you to finally cry out for help.